Get Abstract keeps you updated with summaries of the best business books published worldwide. Books you absolutely need to know in a convenient, smart format.
Professionals are highly educated individuals who deal with consequential matters. Attorneys present life and death cases in court. Architects design graceful buildings. Accountants decipher complex tax rules. But while these and other professionals are often remarkably able in their fields, many have no idea how to market themselves or their services. In Rainmaking, published by Adams Media, professional services marketing expert Ford Harding covers all the marketing techniques and sales tactics you will ever need to know. Get Abstract considers Harding's comprehensive manual a refresher for salespeople and required reading for professionals who think sales is someone else's job.
Most professionals have no sales or marketing training, and few want to take time for these kinds of activities. Unfortunately, clients do not fall out of the sky. Whether you work at a large firm or as a solo practitioner, you must sell your professional services to survive. One way to showcase yourself is with bylined articles that position you as a respected and available expert in your field. Find a topic that is timely, that you can write about authoritatively, and on which you have a unique perspective. Find out which publications your potential clients read. Trade journals are often good targets. Pitch your idea to the editor, then develop and submit your article according to the magazine's specifications. Be sure to include a brief biography and your contact information.
Create positive publicity about yourself and your firm by making yourself available as a source of expert information to reporters who need to understand the details of their stories. Speeches or seminars are also good ways to market yourself. Moreover, use direct mail, including email, to communicate with prospects. Personalize each letter or note and ensure that your email subject lines are direct, clear, and interesting. An additional way to market your services is to create a user-friendly website. Make it easy to find and quickly accessible.
How does cold calling work?
The cold call process is straightforward. Generate a lead, probably through a brief email. Its purpose is to persuade the prospect to take your call. Phone the prospect and request a meeting. One good way to ensure an affirmative response is to tell the prospect you'd like to share inside information or something else of value. This works much better than merely asking to come by and introduce yourself.
All sales calls are about the prospect. They are never about you. On a sales call, you want prospects to open up and trust you. They should do the talking, not you. Encourage them to be clear in explaining their problems and revealing their primary objectives so that you know how you can help them.
The opening minutes of the sales call are crucial. They set the tone for the conversation. Therefore, always start in a positive manner and don't get down to business immediately. First, establish an emotional connection to make the prospect feel comfortable about doing business with you. Mention a shared interest, experience, or friend. Next, outline what you hope to accomplish during the meeting. Get the prospect to agree to your agenda. For example, say, "I would like to describe my firm so you will know what we are all about. I would then like to discuss any issues relating to it from your company's perspective. Is this okay with you?" Explain why you can speak credibly about the issues in your agenda and provide an anecdote or two about those that are relevant to your prospect. However, be brief. The whole idea of the sales call is that the prospect talks, not you.
Now that you've set the stage, a so-called big question moves the call into the production zone, where both you and the prospect benefit. A good big question gets the prospect talking about a business problem that you may be able to solve. If the prospect initiated the meeting, this process is easy. You can simply say, "Why did you contact us?" But if you initiated the call, the right big question is tougher to nail down. Choose your words carefully. For example, say, "Please tell me why the information I described over the phone may be useful to your company." This informs you about how your services may complement the prospect's needs.
The production zone is the all-important period during which the prospect speaks and you listen. Take notes and ask occasional questions. Use open-ended questions such as, "Why is this issue important to you?" to elicit the prospect's needs, opinions, values, and priorities. Use closed questions, which require only yes or no answers, to determine the facts or confirm your understanding of something the prospect said. By the end of the production zone, you should have a thorough knowledge of the prospect's concerns and how you can help.
Finally, offer your solution to the prospect's problem. Briefly summarize the prospect's issues. Credibly differentiate yourself from other professionals. Link your services to the prospect's goals. Focus on the benefits you will provide and work hard to secure additional meetings until you convert the prospect into a client.
An alternative to cold calls and sales presentations is networking. Knowing people who know people is often the best way to get your foot in the door of a potential client's office. And because you and the prospect belong to the same network, you automatically have credibility. Effective ways to network include learning all that you can about everyone at client meetings, attending trade events, delivering speeches, asking for referrals, and being friendly to the people you meet on business trips. Joining groups is also a good networking technique.
Aim to develop a network of 200 to 300 people to ensure an adequate flow of leads. The quality of your network is just as important as its size.
Sometimes you must go out of your way to network. One business consultant moved into a Chicago apartment building solely to become friends with a resident whom he wanted as a client. Other professionals move to Greenwich, a New York City commuter town, because they know it is the home of many CEOs and Wall Street executives.
The professionals who benefit most from networking are those who are willing to spend the time to cultivate their contacts. You won't gain clients overnight. Networking that pays off almost always takes time and effort. Attend events, participate in group activities, and be solicitous to the people in your network at all times.
To enhance your practice and make it exactly what you want it to be, think and act strategically. Choose the mix of marketing techniques that will get you what you want. Above all, use your time wisely. It's your most precious resource.
Thank you for listening to Get Abstract Book Summaries. To learn more about this topic, simply enter the keywords "marketing techniques" on getabstract.com.